John, is this you?
Yeah, call you
So
through the voice over internet on the computer. There's a recorded line. All calls are recorded, by the way, by just for quality assurance. Make sure I'm not like saying anything wrong. But no, it disconnects after 60 minutes. So like it timed out after an hour, it kicked us from the conference.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's totally fine. It just happens. I hate it, but it happens every time. They have like 60-second max time on the recorded line. And then, so you said 7:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, but what about Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, let's do 7:30 to 7. Closed on Sundays.
Okay. You wanna go? Wait, you wanna go 7:30 to what on Saturday? You cut out.
7:30. 7:30 to 12.
To 12. Gotcha. Okay. Sunday closed. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I'm not able to accept cards just yet. I got to get that deep part worked out. Cash and check. What we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cash and check only at the moment. All right. Submit. All right. So I got your business profile created. And I get a domain for you. Do you have a logo for the business yet?
We're in the process. She's making a new logo. And I don't know if she's done with that just yet. I think it's with it. Is that something you guys need right now? Or?
No, I mean, send it in as soon as you can. You know, we have graphic designers in-house, too, if you want help with it or if she needs help with it. But I sent you the email address and then any photos that you'd like on the site too, like if you have some before and after shots, or project photos on there. We're going to build a portfolio on there. So, and then obviously
okay.
Moving forward with new jobs that come in, you know, keep sending photos in. We'll use those for, the website, for the Google, my business page and for your Facebook advertising too.
And you guys keep that up to date and.
Yeah, we'll do a biweekly posting on that, and then we have Meta-certified technicians that'll be running the ads for you.
Okay.
So, but we don't want to duplicate your Facebook page if you already have one, so they'll ask you for access to it.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine. We don't have one for good.
Okay.
I have one sister company, but not for Good Earthworks, not yet. So.
Okay. No, it's better that way. Yeah, we could create it from scratch and make sure, like, there's no, like, old address or phone number or something on there. All right. All right, perfect. So I sent that over. Good to go. All right, so client interview. Client interview, like I said, usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like today?
Today, I am pretty open.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty open today because I'm shut down from the rain. Tomorrow and Saturday are both going to be very hectic days. I'm trying to wrap a big project up in Knoxville.
Okay. How about, I have a slot available. So I have different ones. I have 1 to 2 available if you want us to circle back with you here in a little bit. And then I have, 3 to 4. I have, 5 to 6. And it looks like that's it. And these are all Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Let's do the, you said you had one to two or two to three, what was it?
Yeah. 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
Eastern Standard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have one job.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to create a, calendar invitation. It's going to send you a little notification here and then, we're going to text you. There's an automated text message that'll come through 1 hour before, so. About 10 o'clock here
okay.
at the top of the hour. All right.
Okay.
Well, excuse me. It'll be 12 o'clock. Excuse me. We're on Pacific Standard Time, so it's only 8:18 over here.
Oh, yeah. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are on Eastern Standard. So, that's why I was saying I'm here 10 to 7 your time. It's actually I'm here 7 to 4. So I get up every day 6 o'clock for the last 11 years.
You and me both.
It's kind of the best way, though, you know. There's nothing like when you that fresh air in the morning, you get a cup of coffee. It's like the best thing. I look forward to it every day.
Yeah, that's what gets me out of bed every morning.
Yeah, I like going to sleep knowing, like, oh, that hot coffee. I get that coffee going in the morning. My baby. All right. There you go. Boom. There's that calendar invitation. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We can run it on my credit card here.
All right. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be underneath my name. Is that all right?
Okay, so Robert Cutshaw. Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure, like, does the billing information match? Is it that 190 Yosemite Drive?
For the credit card?
Yeah, it has to match up or it'll decline the payment.
It doesn't. No.
No? Okay.
My address.
Okay, the 630 George Street?
No, it's 114 Husky Road.
Okay, let me adjust it. 114 Husky Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could change it right here in the billing. You want to make sure that that it matches up with when I submit the payment, because if they see a different address there versus the actual billing address, they'll just decline it completely. So,
okay.
114 Husky Road, and is that in Athens as well?
That's in Madisonville.
Okay. Let me pull it up on Google first, and then it,
yeah.
37354.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, we use VeriSign. I don't know if you've ever looked at the VeriSign database. It's the same merchant processing as Amazon. So,
oh, okay.
Once we input the billing information, it'll save it for reoccurring billing in the future, but it codes it out so we can't view it. If that makes sense. So we're not like manually processing any transactions, and they want to just be able to verify it, and then it sets up to auto run each month on the 3rd. Okay. Update.
Is this going to auto recur each month, you said, or?
Yeah, it's month to month, but it's set up to automatically process. I'm not manually running the card each month. So it'll process on the 3rd day, and it'll stay at that $299 pricing structure unless you call in and do like a contract or do a Google guarantee or Google ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We send that to you in the service agreement, too. I'm going to get that over to you right now. And then you said this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
All right. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right. It is 5178.
5178.
0576.
0576.
9511.
9511.
8971.
8971. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/23.
11/23, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
884.
884. Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection because all the discounts that were applied on this platinum bundle. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Robert, that you don't understand or if you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?"
Good Earthworks Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Cole Cutshaw, owner.
Thank you. And just for the record, we had you listed as Robert Cutshaw as the owner. And then the business name is under Good Earthworks Construction without the LLC. Did you want the LLC displayed, or would you like me to change your name?
We can display the LLC. That's fine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and add it. And then for the invoice receipt and everything, because you're going to be able to write this off, you'll actually get it back as a business write-off when you do your taxes. So is it under, you want me to put your like legit name, like Robert Cutshaw?
There we go. What was that you cut out?
Oh, I was saying like you can write this off as a business expense when you do your taxes, so you actually get it back that way when you're marketing on Google. But did you want me to put like your legal name up there? Do you want me to have it as Robert Cutshaw, or is it, you know, I'm going to have it under Cole Cutshaw? Because your invoices and all your receipts, you're going to have your name on it.
Yeah, that part, usually it goes through my business partner. They do
okay.
all that of it. So how okay. would you go about
that? I'm going to put, then on the receipts, I'm just going to make sure I add the business name with the LLC on there, so that way they could, it's under the same name.
Okay.
We'll just do it under the business name. You can say it's multi-partnership, and then maybe my buddy started out paying for this, but it has the business name on it, and the invoice receipt, they'll be able to write it off. The CPA will accept it.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just adjust it. That's why we ask, though, you know? And then all of a sudden, you go through, like, the whole year of payments, and then you get to the beginning of the year, and you're like, sweet, I'm going to write all these off. Get it right back that way. It's like I got marketing for free, and then oh nope.
Yeah,
it's a bad way to find out. All right, so let me just adjust this. All right, your CPA is like, nope, actually you don't get anything for that. You owe us. That'd be all bad.
You owe us a lot of money.
Yeah, that's not the way to go. Being a business owner kind of sucks in that regard. You get a lot of write-offs throughout the year if you keep track of it. Like, you track down, like, all your gas and everything and just list it as, like, business expenses. It's good in that regard if you track it. If you don't track it, then you always end up owing at the end of the year, and it's a pain in the butt, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful with that stuff. All right. So I got that situated. Verified. Okay. LLC. Okay, good. All right. So where was I on this voice verification? Okay. It says, please state your name and title within the company.
Robert Cutshaw, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No problem. It says, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the credit card that you just provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
You shouldn't need anything else, but we just don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you. If you're
okay.
not sure, just double check.
Yeah.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, but I have you on a month-to-month campaign. It does state you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due or before the third day of that month, just so we can stop the billing cycle. Okay.
So when does it get billed?
Yeah, so the initial term of your service agreement will be charged today. It's August 3rd of 2023. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew every month on the third day in that discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign.
Okay, so it's the third day of each month, correct?
Yep. So it starts today on the 3rd, and then the next bill will be September 3rd.
Okay. Each month. At that price, $299.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll stay. And
okay.
You're getting a service agreement in writing. It's texted to your phone also. And then it gets sent over to your email too. So it'll have like the billing date, the pricing structure, cancellation policy, every product and feature all outlined in black and white. And then you sign off on the bottom of it. And then we have it on file, and then you have it on file too. You could always go to your email, just look up Local Splash, and then all your receipts and then that agreement are in there.
Okay, and you guys said you had an app, too, as well?
Yeah, so at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you a separate email. It's going to have the link to the app. It's going to have your username and password for your tracking system. And then they're going to have a, like a little YouTube video. It's about 7 or 8 minutes long. And it shows you how to use the tracking system. It like walks you through it. It's like an introduction video.
Okay, well, that's good. So if everything's all-inclusive at $299 and no extra additional in advertising, and I'm locked in at that $299 for however many months I want to do this for.
Yeah, it could be for years. I mean, I have a guy, I started working here in 2012. I have a guy that I signed up in 2014 or 2013, but back then our rates were different. There were like, I think his package, like, I think his package is like $199, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old, like, yeah. You know, but he's still getting billed on that same like pricing structure. But the funny thing is this guy's company, it generates like almost $50 million a year. They're a roofing company in Texas, like in the greater DFW area, like Dallas and Fort Worth. Yeah, and so this guy's making all this money off a $199 a month campaign. I'm sure it's not even a thought to him.
Yeah.
He probably forgot it's even in there.
Yeah, probably did. I don't even notice they come out anymore.
Yeah, he's probably sitting on a beach somewhere, somebody else running the company. He's like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's where this is going too, so.
That's the goal, right? You have to work forever.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear some guys get them going, you know? Yeah, so you know, you'll keep this rate for as long as you're with us. It's not just for a couple of months or a year or two. I mean, if you guys end up doing this for the next 5-6 years, which really isn't uncommon, you know, the bill's the same. So.
Okay.
All right. And then even if I croak or I leave here, your bill's the same. That's why we send it all in writing, too. And it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive this welcome email and text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. The email will also contain your username and password for you to log into the account dashboard. I already kind of went over this. All right. And it says, you'll be assigned a dedicated account manager. If you have any questions or want to make changes, please contact your account manager at 877-635-6225, extension 544. I texted that to you there. We are available Monday through Friday. It says 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time or 10 to 7 your time. I think we went over that too. And then it says, great, my part is done. Okay, anyway, so this is just the end of the voice verification. Did you have any questions or concerns regarding the voice verification?
No, I don't, but I did have one more question regarding, you know, the local place, the local Google placing. And by local, what do you mean local? Like Monroe County or McMinn County or Knox County? Which what does that mean by local? Just East Tennessee in general or?
Well, you're talking like Knoxville, Athens, but really it's, they say it covers up to a 30-mile radius from where your business street address is located, but we can expand on that. Yeah, I have some guys that cover up to 50.
Yeah. Well, if it's a 30-mile radius and that address that I gave you, Yosemite is in North City, that'll cover my Knoxville and some of the Monroe County there.
Yeah, the pin is always going to be the center point. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there when you do the search.
Yeah.
That's what that pin is. So your address, they'll send that to you. You're going to get that pin probably about this time next week, honestly, but it says Google on it in big colorful letters. That's one thing I really don't want to mistake the urgency on. Maybe not like over the course of this week, but like this time next week, start checking your mailbox like religiously.
once that comes in,
I've had it happen before. Like I saw this guy up and his wife threw it away. She thought it was just like a piece of like junk mail or something from Google. Like it says Google on it, colorful postcard, but she threw it away. And then we had to go through the whole mailing process again. He got all PO'd, so I ended up like doing a phone verification three-way with Google on the line. And then I had to like push his billing out so that way he wasn't getting billed again before actually like showing up. So we try to make things work for you guys and take care of you. You know, we understand, but That's why I'm putting a point of emphasis on it. I'm like, please, let's not have any hiccups.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. Like, the quicker I can show you return on investment, the better, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be happy with this. I think we're the company as a whole is going to be happy with this. I think we're going to do business for, you know, a good while. At that rate, the amount of investment, you know, put into it, we're going to definitely see a return off of it, especially if I can add different services on there other than just land clearing to
that
website.
The hardscaping.
Site prep, keywords,
landscape design.
Keywords,
you got 15 different ones. And those don't just apply to Google. Like, you'll be optimized on Bing. You'll be optimized on Facebook. So if people are typing those keywords into any of those platforms, they'll start seeing you pop up if they fall within that radius. So,
okay.
You know, it's customized targeted marketing, you know. So that's what this client interview is going to be about when we circle back with you here in a couple hours at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
They're going to go over the keywords, they'll go over the service area, and we'll get started on your website, get the domain going. So we start working on everything right away.
Okay. That's awesome. I really appreciate it, John. You called at the right time. Because we were looking at this stuff for over 6 months now and just trying to find.
Well, that's
everybody.
Just luck. Because, like I said, the Google Places placement, you know, those are different. We have to have the availability to put you up there. So the timing, that's beyond me. That's the man upstairs.
Yeah, it just must have been God sent. You know, it was meant to happen the way it did. So I'm glad.
I got to tell you, a lot of times it's the opposite too. Like, we call them and they're like, man, you know, like, I don't get paid till this day. You know, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're filling it today.
Yeah, it's filled today by somebody. Yeah.
It's the only fair way. You know, they send us a list of qualified companies. It's not fair to, like, okay, put it on hold for one company and then not give any of these other guys the opportunity, you know? So
where did you get the list from? Like, does Google send you that list? Like, how did they?
Yeah, they created it. So it. Yeah, they create it. It's based on a variety of different factors, length of time in business, any and all reviews, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if it was just, like, information you'd gotten, like, if they'd gotten information from another site, and they're like, hey, call these people.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, any site's going to be on Google, really. It's a search engine.
Yeah.
It's not a directory. So if you submitted yourself to, like, Home Advisor or Angie's List, for example, and they did a background screening, that's accessible to Google.
Okay. So that's...
Yeah. They're able to verify that as a contractor.
Yeah.
So they just send them over, and then my reps are supposed to screen you again. So Tara asks you some questions, you know, just to make sure that you qualify. Like, hey, do you have these documents in place? You know what I mean? You legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you going to be our account manager or somebody else?
No, so I'll be the account lead, but to be honest, there's an account management team. So for me,
okay.
Talking to me, it's like going to be like a serious issue, or if you wanted to do like a prepay or something like that. But a lot of the time it's minor stuff. So most of the communication that you're going to be dealing with will probably be our customer service team or a specific representative. Like, if it has to do with Facebook, they're going to call you, you know, text you, email, call you. Actually, I want to ask you, what are your preferences? How do you prefer to be contacted?
Most of the time, like in some of the areas I do work, I don't really have reception. Obviously with land clearing, you know, you're out sometimes in remote areas and there's not a lot of cell signal out there. So either text message, it's usually preferred, which I do. I try and keep my phone on me and check it pretty often and regular. You know, call or text, but text would probably be preferred if it's something that, you know, it's not urgent. If it's really urgent, then a call. I have a voicemail set up so I can call back as soon as I get the voicemail.
Okay. So you're not really a big emailer though?
No, I mean,
I've
never really fooled with emails. I'm 30 years old and I've never really fooled with emails. You know.
I'm only a year older than you. I'll be 32 in 2 months though, in October.
Oh man, it hits you fast.
Yeah.
Everything goes.
It does go by fast. I've been working here 11 years already. That's a crazy thing. Yeah.
It's crazy how fast time flies.
Yeah. It's nuts. You know, I can't believe it. I already got babies and stuff. It's wild.
Yeah, I got one of them.
I got both boys
kindergarten
too.
This year. Yeah, I got a,
oh,
I got
wow.
a 5-year-old son and she's fixing to be 11. I got an 11-year-old daughter and
I got 5 and 2. So we got a 5-year-old part down. Yeah, I got a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
and he's kind of crazy. I just took him to his first speech class. They have him going to speech because he's not like really talking to the level maybe he should be. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. They think he's fine. I had him checked, like, for autism, even, believe it or not. It was crazy. He was born right in the middle of the pandemic. And,
man. I bet that was rough.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. The first one was awesome. The family was there. It was great, you know? And then you go to the pandemic, like, I'm wearing a mask, and they lock us in a room together, and she's screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got no help. It's just me.
What do I do?
Yeah. Oh, man. They're like, hold this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, why am I helping? Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
But he's doing good. It's just the sleeping part is a pain in the butt right now. So, and I've already been.
Yeah, I went through that. I went through that twice.
Yeah. But it's good. When you have the boys, man, they'll take care of you later. Your daughter, that's different. You know, she's going to be on your tail forever. You got to get this company going.
Yeah, exactly. She's getting to be a handful. She's starting to come up on those preteen years, and it's...
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm 30 years old, and I already got gray hairs, and they're just spreading. So.
I've been finding them, too. I'm plucking them out of my nose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Hairline's starting to go back a little on the front.
Yeah. Try to keep a hat on all the time. I don't have to worry about it.
Me too. I leave here, they always tell me that. How come Ryan, every time you leave work, you put a hat on, you just walk out? I go, yeah. I would just, you know. My mom got sick with melanoma, too, when I was young. I lost her when I was only 16. And, she got real bad skin cancer. She's so white. And,
I hate that. That's something that somebody should never have to go through, but.
Yeah, it's bad. But California, the sun is just it beating down all the time. Even in the wintertime, it's like you can get a sunburn in the wintertime if it's not raining.
Man,
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so she was real fair-skinned. She was originally from Michigan, so she just, you know, she went from being used to the cold and crazy weather, and then it turned out not being so good once she moved to California.
Yeah.
All right. But I got your client interview confirmed, so we're going to circle back with you here in about an hour and 19 minutes, it looks like. And then as long as they don't have me tied up on a call, I'll call you first, and I'll introduce you to them. If I'm tied up on a call, then they'll just call you directly and say, hey, you know, we're calling from Local Splash for your client interview, and they'll walk you through it.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Look forward to hearing from them.
Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you, too. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to ask. You know, if there's anything we could do to get you profitable and keep you profitable, we're interested in helping you with that. So, like I said, we don't get paid unless you get paid. So, all right, Robert.
Exactly.
Well, you have a good rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you soon.
You do the same, John. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.